Do you know, it still amazes me how many people will just want to follow tips rather than create their own Betfair trading strategy. Hello, I'm Martin from the Betfair Trading Community Podcast. Today we are going to talk about the benefits of creating your own strategy. I'm going to give you three really big benefits to why you should do this, and why if you're not doing this, you should immediately stop what you're doing and get on this if you want to make money at Betfair Trading. You know, Betfair Trading strategies are crucial to the game we love, to the game we play. And to win at this game, you need to have a winning strategy. So I'll start with number one, right? The number one reason you should create your own strategy is that you do not want to be relying on other people for your Betfair trading profits. Now, that sounds pretty obvious when you say it like that, but lots of people want to rely on tipsters or traders who they know are good traders. And I guess naturally this does make some sense because you go, well, these people are successful, so I'm just going to copy exactly what they do, and that's how I'll make money. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that for a few reasons. So number one reason is, if you are really good as a tipster, and there's a certain strategy I share at the moment that's done really well, and I know for a fact that because of the amount of people getting on the strategy, it's a lay strategy, the price, the morning prices of the lays in these football matches are drifting like billio. I'm just looking at an example today. I'm recording this in early January, and Yeovil are playing Bath City. Well, I actually laid Bath City at 5.2 really early this morning. It's midday and the odds are nearly six now to lay. Now, that is a huge difference between laying something for at odds of 5.2 and 6.0. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you're laying for 10, just £10 stakes, okay? Not massive stakes. Let's say you're just laying for £10 stakes. Well, if you lay at 5.2 for £10 stakes, your liability is £42. That's the risk you're taking. However, if you lay at 6.0, your liability is £50. Now, if this trade loses, if you got on at the later price, you will lose £8 more than the person who got on earlier on in the day. And that's for the exact same bet. You will lose £8 more, despite the fact that your bet lost and their bet lost, and you use the same stakes. That's the difference odds makes. And you multiply that. That's just one bet. Imagine if that's happening five, six, seven, eight, nine times a day, and your liability is 80, 90 quid more than the original person who got their money on this strategy. You're not going to make money in the long run. It's going to be very difficult for you to make money, because ultimately you're taking odds that aren't anywhere near as good value as they should be. And this is one of the problems. If you are following a genuinely really good tipster, people will cotton on, people will copy what they do, people will copy their strategy and their selections, and the value will get eaten up. You know, a lot of tipsters I've noticed, especially on horses, they will tip based on the early prices, the first prices that go out. Well, I did actually once follow a horse racing tipping service back in the day, and it was nigh on impossible to get the odds that they were saying they were tipping at. You know, they'd tip a horse at 20 to 1. Within 5 minutes, the shortest price at a bookie would be about 10 to 1. The value of that bet has diminished. It has gone, from putting a tenner on I could win 190 to suddenly I put a tenner on and I could win 90. And that difference makes such a difference because over time, taking those worst prices, taking less value, it really, really cuts into potential profit. Eventually, the tipping service that I followed shut down because they just had a bad month and they couldn't take it, essentially. And then this kind of leads into it is you're putting your faith in someone else. With when you follow a tipster, when you follow anyone, you're putting your faith in someone else. Now, learning from other people is great, and I think the Betfair trading community, the forum, that is the best place you can learn about trading. That's the best place you can talk to people about trading because you've got people of all levels on there, you've got people who really know their stuff on there, and you can have a good chat because we're not the sort of place where there's vitriol, hate, people aren't going to have a go at you. You know, we're not afraid to call a spade. If something looks like a bad trade, we'll tell you, but we'll do it in the right way. And that's been really important, creating that environment at Betfair. And it's something we're constantly complimented on. You know, we're told, and that's why I say it, because it's not me saying, I don't have an opinion on it. I see that people say, I just can't believe, you know, the people are actually nice. I've been in Betfair training for years, and I came over to try you out, Betfair training community, and I cannot believe that people are actually respectful of each other. They talk nicely to each other. They talk to each other like human beings. You know, and we've all seen it. We've all seen the, especially the free sort of sites and the vitriol, the hate. I mean, even the people who run those sites, some of the hate and vitriol they come out with, it's unbelievable. You know, and you just think, is that really? Are they the people that you want to fraternize with? Are they the people you want to hang your colors to? Because I don't think you're going to make any money in that environment, to be honest, and it tends to put most people off. So I never really understand why people get like that, but I think there's something in this industry where, you know, people do get vitriolic, they get egotistical, even when they're not any good at trading, which always baffles me. You know, you see on a lot of these free sites, basically everyone on those sites, you know, doesn't really make any money from trading. That's why they're happy to give away their information for free, because their information isn't worth anything. But yet they still have these egos. I guess it's to protect the fact that they're not very good. I don't know, but you know, we've all seen it, haven't we? We've all been on Facebook and Discord, and we've seen these groups. We know what they're like. We know the way they talk about people, and I think the fact that you have an environment, a Betfair trading community that is the environment where you can grow. And I think that's something that's been a huge factor. But again, if you're following a tipster, that environment most of the time won't exist. You know, when I followed a tipping service, there wasn't a community I could go and talk to. I couldn't talk to the other people following that tipster. And thus, you know, when it all did go pear-shaped, you were kind of just left to it. And it's like you didn't get your money back. You didn't get your membership money back, that was for sure. And they just scalped with the profit they'd made. So it's really important, I think, if you're going to consider using a tipster, and I really strongly recommend you don't, just know that, you know, you're fully reliant on them. I mean, what happens the day they have an argument with their girlfriend or their wife? You know, what happens the day that they have a nervous breakdown? You wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know. And yet their tips might change, everything they do might change, and suddenly you lose a load of money based literally on something that had nothing to do with you, you weren't a factor of, you weren't even aware of, and it's cost you money. So you just can't. Look, I'm long in the tooth. I've been in this game a long time, been in this world a long time, right? I'm getting old now, and I know that it's very, very rare that you can fully rely on someone else, especially with investing your money. So, and this is why we're really big on you should create your own strategies. That's why Betfair Trading Community gives you the tools to do that. Because we go, hey, look, here's the environment you can grow. Here's the tools where you can create a good profitable strategy. Now go and do it. Because then you aren't reliant on someone else. I don't want you to be reliant on me. Why would you want to be reliant on me? Why would you want to be reliant on Ryan or Adam? The reality is that, you know, even if, like, the strategy I talk about, my football strategy that's done really well, even if I gave you the tips for that each day, which they are on the software, so anyone can get them, but the odds are just getting diminished on it. And eventually that strategy, you know, you're not going to be able to get on it in time to actually pick out the value when it was there. So you're much better off creating your own strategy that identifies value positions so that you can be the one that gets on that strategy and not have to be part of a crowd or a sheep in the herd. And I feel like people who bet with tipsters, that is ultimately what they become. And it's, you know, it's sad because I see a lot of good traders, and you know, they'll even send me messages, hey, I made some money trading this month, but I lost money following this tipster. So actually, I'm going to have to quit trading. And it's like, what? So you're actually all right trader, but because you followed someone else, you're now out of pocket. Honestly, you know my opinions on tipsters. It's never going to change. I've got umpteen reasons for it, and I've gone into a few of them today. But that is the first reason that you should create your own strategy. And it kind of ties into my second thing. But my second thing is that you should want to have control of your own trading. You should want to have control of your own destiny. Again, we provide the tools. We provide the safe space. We provide the place where people train, where they improve as Betfair traders. But you want to ultimately be in control of that final destination. And the reason is simple. You will acquire skills that you can use time and time again. You know, you might create a strategy and it does well, and you go, I want to create another one. You'll know where to start. You'll know the process. You'll know how to do it. If you're just following a tipster, if one day you have to start making the selections yourself, you don't know where to start because you don't know how they came up with their selections. You don't know what their process was. And suddenly you're nowhere. So I think it's really important that we take ownership of our own trading. And I know it's easy as well. And I feel like a lot of traders make this mistake where they start to kind of, it's a weird one because I don't know if it's basing their success on someone else, but they look to other people and go, oh, well, you know, he's had a rough month or he's had a good month, as if that somehow matters to you. And really it shouldn't, right? I'm always baffled when people are bothered about my personal trading, because it's like, what effect does my personal trading have on you guys? What effect does anything that anyone else profit made or loss made, how does that affect or impact your trade? Because it shouldn't do, should it? And this is the important point, it shouldn't do. But I feel like sometimes we just want to kind of latch on to someone else. And that's good for mentoring, that's good for learning. But ultimately, you know, if we're all following the same strategy, and I've mentioned this a little bit already, the value of the price is going to get diminished because, you know, let's say we all think that Norwich are value today and they're 2.0 and everyone starts backing it. The odds are going to come in, and especially on lower liquidity markets. So let's say, let's look at this Yeovil game. Let's say you want to back Yeovil. Well, this is an English National League South. There's not much money matched on it. Now, if you're early and you're getting at the right time, you probably could get a decent bet matched at an okay price. But if hundreds of us are trying to do it, that will not be the case. That will not be possible. And so we're going to be chasing odds and probably often taking odds that aren't value because the original good prices have just got totally decimated. And again, if you take control, if you make your own strategy, you avoid all of this, you bypass all of this, and your whole problem goes away. So it's really important that we take control of our own trading. And that's why you should create your own strategies, because they then become yours. They're like your intellectual property in a way. You know, they are what's going to ultimately lead to you making a profit in this game long term. There won't be the short-termism of tipping services, you know, where they'll come and go, where they'll be like a flash in the pan. And there won't be the short-termism of following someone else. You know, maybe someone on Betfair Trading Community, you like them as a trader and you follow them, but a couple of months later they stop posting. Well, that kind of leaves you up the Swanee again, doesn't it? So again, you want to take autonomy. You want to take control of this situation for yourself, and that's really important. So the final reason I'm giving today, and there were a few other things I could have said, but this is one I think is important. The final reason you should create your own strategy is that you can do a hell of a lot of learning by creating strategies. You see, I've created lots of strategies. I test lots of strategies. I live trade lots of strategies. I'm busy. You know, I am busy. I have to put a lot of time into this. You know, I put some time aside every morning to get the strategies downloaded, get them put into spreadsheets, place the bets I need to place, update the results from the day before. You know, and on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday, that can be a lot of stuff to do. That could take me an hour to 2 hours of work. Much faster, because I use the Betfair Trading Community software and it gives me the selections, etc. I mean, if I tried to do it manually, I wouldn't have time. I genuinely wouldn't have time, actually. And that's another good thing about the Betfair Trading Community software that people overlook. You can go, yeah, it saves time, great, but so what? Well, it means your capacity to look at strategies increases. It's not just that the time on the current strategies decreases because it's easier for you to do the work, but also you can add in more strategies now. You can fill those gaps that you've got, and that means you can create more strategies that do well. But it's so important to create your own strategies for that reason, because learning in this game is ultimately what will make you money in the long run. You know, I've learned so much from recording data, from looking at results, from trying to work out what might improve a strategy, working out what trends are common in Betfair trading and football trading and horse racing trading that can be profitable edges on multiple different strategies. There's so much to learn from doing that, from actually creating your strategy, downloading the selections each day, putting them into a spreadsheet, recording the results. And do you know what? There's days where I go, oh, I've got to do that this morning. And so don't think that it's just a case of, oh, well, you know, Martin loves Betfair trading. It's his favorite game in the whole world. You know, it's been his life for the last 20 years. He just loves it. I'm never going to love it as much as that. It's easy for him to say. It's easy for him to do because it's his passion. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's my passion. But there'll still be days where it's like, oh, got to do a couple of hours work here. But that's okay. Because have you ever had a job where there weren't days you thought, oh, it's a bit of work I need to do here. I CBA, I can't be bothered. You know, seriously, have you ever had a job where you've never had days like that? Because I love my job. I love my job with a passion. But I still have days like that. And that's really important to know. So, you know, don't be disheartened if you just have a day where you're like, oh, I can't be bothered. And don't be afraid to have days off. You're welcome to have days off. You know, as a predominantly horse racing and football trader, I tend to take some of the early week stuff I take a bit easier. Maybe Mondays, you know, Monday and Tuesday aren't great on horse racing, and Sunday isn't great on horse racing, so you can kind of take it a bit easy then. But on football, it tends to be kind of Mondays and Thursdays are the days that I will take a little bit easier, maybe even have a day off. Although I don't really have days off, I probably should. But like I say, you guys know I love what I do and I love recording the data as well. But I've learned so much from it. And, you know, getting into those markets, testing, all that kind of stuff, you can gain so much knowledge. And if you're not doing that stuff, this is the kind of counter argument. If you're not doing that stuff, then how are you going to learn about Betfair trading strategies? How are you going to learn how to make your own good strategies? How are you going to avoid the problem of, oh, this tipster I was following who's making me money has FO'd and now I'm literally up SH Creek because I've got nothing. I don't even know how he created his strategy. I don't know what his edge was. I don't really know why his ideas made money because he never explained the process. He just sold me the strategy. That's why we don't sell strategies. Be easy for me to go, I've got this good strategy, come and buy a Betfair Trading Community just to follow my tips. Be easy for me. I'd probably make more money if I did that. But it wouldn't be good because you wouldn't make money long term and you would not learn to become an actual Betfair trader. So it would be pointless. You know, it's like that saying that I've used a lot where I'd be giving you the fish. You know, when we say if we give a man a fish, he eats for a day, you teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. Well, it's the same principle here. I could give you that fish today. And people still ask me, Martin, what's your tips today? What's the one strategy I should follow right now? But the reality is, I want to give you the fishing rod. I want you to make a profit on Betfair for the rest of your life. I don't just want to give you a tip that will make you money today. And so And I think listening to this, you'll totally get it. I think you'll understand. And you'll go, I understand now why you're a software company that trains traders to become better at Betfair trading. I understand why you're not a tipping service. I understand why you don't sell strategies, or why you don't push a strategy as this ones I should be following and X, Y, and Z. Because we're unique in the industry in that sense, because virtually everyone else will tell you, here's a strategy you should follow, or here are the tips you should follow. But you know why? Because it will make them more money. It will get them more followers, it'll get them more likes, blah, blah, blah. But I've never really been in it for that, as you know, if you listen to this podcast. I cover topics that I know won't be as popular. You know, well, the easiest thing I could do here on this podcast, here's a lay under 1.5 goal strategy that will make you money. If I put that headline, I can guarantee that podcast will probably be my most viewed podcast this year. But what have I taught you? What have you learned? And what are you going to take from it that's going to make you money for the rest of your life as a Betfair trader? Because that's all I'm interested in. That is all I'm ever interested in, guys. And that's all you should ever be interested in. You know, it always makes me laugh. Sometimes we get rival companies have a go at us. And then someone made a great retort to one the other day where they said, well, hang on, you know, you're having a go at Betfair trading community. There's no one's ever made money off your stuff. Who cares that it's free? No one's ever made any money. And that did kind of make me laugh because A, I didn't have to say anything. And B, you know, these things are so true. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that's not making anyone any money. It's not giving you a pathway to actually become a profitable Betfair trader. And yet, at Betfair trading community, you can do that. So, you know, I think it's really important. You know, as we're into a new year, I think it's exciting. Jump on the opportunity, invest in yourself, create your own strategies, test your strategies, learn them, understand what makes Betfair tick, understand what makes good strategies tick, understand what makes bad strategies tick. You know, that can be just as valuable as creating a good one. And as ever, if you create a really bad strategy, you're in dreamland, because just do the opposite. You know, if I've got a strategy, some people come to me saying, oh, I've got this lay strategy and just lose this money hand over fist. And I say, excellent. Because you haven't got a lay strategy, you have got a back strategy. And if you're losing money hand over fist, you will make money if you flip that strategy to a back strategy. That's a fact, right? If you're truly losing money hand over fist, do the opposite and you'll make money. And I've done that on a strategy before and done well from it. So I know that concept can ring true. But this is why, guys, they're the three reasons I've given you today. You know, one is you don't want to be following a tipster. The second one is to take control yourself, take control of your situation, of your trading experience. And the third reason is that you will learn so much from creating your own strategy, kind of invaluable stuff. All right, guys, if you're not a member of Betfair Trading Community, you know, what are you doing? Sign up, give it a go. It's crazy that you haven't, if you listen to this, and I know a lot of you guys do listen who aren't members. You know, this is the year to do it. You know, take that leap of faith, invest in yourself, and go for it. If you're already a member, thanks for listening. I hope this has helped you. You know, if you're not already testing strategy, if you are just looking to follow tips, that's not going to be the way you make money in this game for the long term. You have to learn to do this stuff yourself and create strategies for yourself. But most importantly, as ever, I hope you have a great week. And I hope you make some money trading on Betfair.